There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor?
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 And doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Bitar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
All right. I got two doctors in the house, or three or four. I don't know how many it's going to take to prop me up tonight, guys. Super D, do we have the most unusual advanced medicine about to begin?
I'm telling you, it's kind of like we got the party line going on here.
I'm not supposed to be here, just so you know. I was just in Los Angeles, and literally on the six-minute news break, I made it all the way back to Florida, and Dr. Bitar is here, yes, I think, right? Dr. Bitar?
Well, you told me almost 5 years ago that I have to be here every Monday. Well, actually, it was originally every Sunday, and then went out every Monday. So I'm still here.
You are so dutiful, and just to reward you for your efforts to be here, because I don't know how I am here and awake even, we have our special friend, emphasis on friend or emphasis on special, Dr. Bitar will let us know. It's Ty Bollinger, TFB.
Hey, what's going on? RSB, Super D, and Rashid
Dr.
Butter.
B. Rashid Butter? Oh,
hey, you know what, guys? So, I was just thinking, you know, is that the inception of Outside the Box Wednesdays actually happened because of Dr. Bitar back in, what was it, 2011 that we talked the first time when I was up in Montana and Dr. Mm-hmm. Bitar introduced me to RSB I think it was like a guest spot on Advanced Medicine Monday, wasn't it?
Yeah,
I think
yep,
so.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, before we start talking about that, I just want to make sure that, Robert, you have to understand something very simple, and I'm getting a lot of reverberation. Are you guys getting that too? Is that getting...
Yeah, it sounds like you're talking through a Star Trek computer tonight, so we may have to reconnect. But go ahead and make sure. What is it that you want to be sure about? Yeah, he sounds like...
I just want to make sure, Robert, you understood the whole concept of rewarding desired behavior. You know how that works?
No, tell us.
Well, I just want to make sure, because you said something about it, and just because you wanted to repay my diligence of having been on the show every week for 5 years, we had a special guest, and so I don't think you understand the concept of rewarding desired behavior, because what you just did was, if I was a dog, I just did something correctly, and you electrocuted me for it.
So are you telling me that having Ty Bollinger on the radio at the same time is like beating the dog?
Well, it's basically like busting on the horse that's carrying the greater burden. And you said, I am so proud of you for carrying that extra burden. Here, let me whip you a little bit harder.
Listen, I'm punch drunk, so you go. Whatever you guys want to do tonight, I'm game.
You know, before we get going, Dr. Bitar, because of that connection, it's kind of a freaky sounding connection. He sounds kind of like a combination of General Zod on Superman and Captain Kirk.
Yeah, but you don't understand, though, Ty. That's not why the sound is coming through that way, because you're on the phone. That's my natural chain. My natural
chain. It's like a reptilian.
I'm right now shapeshifting as I'm talking to you.
All right. Here, let me ask Matt to do something. Dr. Bitar, hang in there. I want you to disconnect the line and have Matt call you right back to see if we can clear that up and carry on, my friend, because I definitely want to hear from you today. So go ahead, Matt, take care of that. And TMB, again, thank you for showing up tonight, because I honestly didn't know I'd make it in time from the airport, and I'm here, but I'm not here. So I'm going to ask you guys to kind of carry the burden for me. And then Super D, you too. If there are any stories to tell, I'll just be here hanging out, and I'll be Ed McMahon tonight, if that's okay.
Hey, no problem. You can be whatever you want tonight, RSB.
Hold on. Now, Robert, give me your best Ed McMahon. Give me your best yes.
Yes. Hey, when Dr. Buttar gets back on, I do want to talk about his brother that was actually arrested for just asking questions. A very interesting meeting at the Senate Armed Services Committee that I was just watching this before the show started, and I want to get his take on this. This is really amazing. His brother's a very astute attorney and was asking some really poignant questions, and they arrested him in this Senate meeting.
Shahid, yeah, we've had him on this program.
Crashed it.
Yeah, tell us about
it. Give us the background on this.
Well, yeah, he's been the chairman of the Bill of Rights Committee. Is it actually probably
Bill of Rights Defense
Robert
Committee?
Better than I do.
Yeah, the Bill of Rights Defense Committee. Your brother Shahid, who we have had on the show before. He's talented in many ways. I know you sometimes don't like to admit it, but he is, and he's a very smart guy. But he's taken on the issue of rights very seriously. How we under the Patriot Act and under the renditions and spying and all of this, the NSA is kind of violating so many, Fourth Amendment and others, and he's very outspoken about it.
Yeah, and basically he came to this Senate committee meeting, whatever that committee meeting was. I don't even remember the exact title of it, but I think I just stated what it was. And I know about as much as you guys do. I just watched the video. He did call me. We talked about it very, very briefly. So I do remember that when he first graduated from Stanford Law, and he graduated number one in his class, and Stanford Law is supposed to be the top law school in the country. So that year he was theoretically the top attorney that graduated. And it was interesting that I was in Washington, D.C. for the Metals Task Force, the 12 doctors that had been appointed by Bush's first term, and basically been appointed to look at the heavy metal endemic issue. And I was in D.C. across from the White House at a law firm, and we came in for the second day of meetings, and on the conference room table there was the current newspapers, and I remember kind of looking at the newspaper and, oh, there's a picture of my brother being arrested, and I just went on to the next page. It was a USA Today, and I said, wait a second, that's my brother being arrested. So that's how he started his first year. And, I thought, he just got hired by this big law firm, and, how's that going to look? Well, they were so proud of that. They actually framed it and put it in the lobby of the law firm because they wanted to show what levels their attorneys would go through when they believed in their client, because he basically was, it was something to do with, at that time, what was happening in Iraq, and they were representing some firm. I don't remember what exactly the details were. Basically, the law firm wanted to show the level that their attorneys would go in order to represent their clients, that they were even willing to get arrested to show, to show their commitment to the cause of whatever the cause was that the attorney was representing. So it's not his first time being arrested as an attorney or opening his mouth. He's a veteran at it now.
Yeah, it was pretty impressive to me, just the fact that, well, it was impressive. I guess that's kind of a sad state when standing up for what is right in the Constitution is impressive. But it was impressive to me that he stood up. And what was shocking to me was the fact that he was very, very calm, very articulate, just asking questions, just asking, how can you get away with these crimes and stand there and look us in the eye and then be doing all these crimes behind closed doors, just very smoothly articulating this, and he gets arrested for it, That what state is our country in when you get arrested just for asking questions?
Well, I thought it was funny that he also didn't take a pause. He continued to ask the questions as he was getting arrested.
He did, yeah. Probably two-thirds of the video was after he was already handcuffed and being arrested. He continues to talk.
Yeah. Well, it is a sad state. That's how you're right. It's a sad state of our country that has come to that point. And unfortunately, there are many people that have done the same thing, that just in order to voice the truth, they've had to go through those types of trials and tribulations. I was talking to a gentleman just last week, and we were talking about how absurd it is that it's acceptable to take the second most toxic substance known to man, inject it into the body, put it in our mouth so it's outgassing, And if that's not enough, put it in bulbs and put it in ways that get more people exposed to this poison. And yet, when it comes to simple things like milk, raw milk, that have been, that humans have consumed for at least the last 10,000 years of recorded history, and probably for, you know, 100,000, 200,000, 500,000 years before that, if you don't believe, you know, depending what you believe from the theory of evolution. Regardless, humans have consumed cow's milk for many, many years before the homogenization, pasteurization. And that becomes illegal, but yet the poison that everybody recognizes, including the government, that's okay to put in the body. Look at the dichotomy and the opposite thought process. It's like we live in bizarro world. We live in backward world. We live in a world that's upside down.
Yeah, we do. I agree completely. It's insane that you can actually inject mercury into the body, put mercury in teeth that, as you mentioned, does off-gas. It's amazing that we can put fluoride, which is a byproduct of toxic processes that is completely toxic, and drip it into the water and have people drink that. And that's okay, but you can't drink raw milk.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
or
just
you,
insane.
Or you make a substance that comes from apricot seeds illegal, or you make
right.
palmetto, you know, certain substances that are created and unadulterated by man. They're created by God and they're unadulterated by man, but to consume them is a crime.
Yeah. Yeah, it is crazy. And then you have, you know, like the hemp issue. You've got hemp illegal in most states when there are 25,000 uses for this thing that are outside of any kind of a drug use. It's just, it's a crop that could literally bring the country out of depression, and it's made illegal and it's demonized. We really are living in what is bizarro world, kind of like on that. Well, that's from the Seinfeld, wasn't it? Bizarro world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
It is, man. It sometimes throws you that we're living. It's almost as if everything that we hear, just believe the opposite, and you're going to get close to the truth. That's kind of what Charlene and I do.
Well, actually, that's what's happened now. If you think about it, how people, when you talk to people, pretty much whatever you hear in the media, it's mm-hmm. completely, this is traditional media, it's completely untrusted now.
Yeah.
And people say it, widely accept it. They say, believing the media, no, nobody even relies. It's almost like watching a comedy or some type of fictional work when you watch the news now, because you can only hear one-sided aspect of the story. For example, the measles component. You know, we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, where the measles strain, when you look at the star strain, it's the strain that's actually the vaccine. It's not the wild strain that's commonly seen. In other words,
right, it's coming from the vaccine.
They have gotten vaccinated and get the strain that's in the vaccine itself.
Hey, stand by, Dr. Bashar. That's the music. It's break time. We're going to be coming back. Advanced Medicine, TMB, Dr. B, Super D, RSB. Well, sort of RSB. We'll be back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO and industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Extendovite. Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. You're damage close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Here I was, thought I was giving Dr. Batar a reward for me backing down for 1 week, and I'm here, and Ty Bollinger's here, and he says it's punishment. I don't think that's real, but it's funny. It sure is funny. Dr. Batar, GMB, Super D, Matt's on the board if you want to call it, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Links are in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Take it away, GMB.
Well, we were talking over the break about this article I wanted to touch base with Dr. Batar about on vaccinefactcheck.org, and it's a guy that is calling out, or he's calling Paul Offit to the carpet and basically saying, hey, dude, you're exaggerating on a lot of the stuff that you're talking about vaccines here in these major, you know, newspapers like USA Today. And this is one of the guys on his own team. So it's not like one of our people calling him out. He's getting called out by somebody on their side of the fence that's just sick of him exaggerating, i.e. lying. You know, what we tell the kids is if you exaggerate, it's the same as a lie. It's not the truth. And so what he's doing is calling one of his own out as a liar.
Yeah, I actually was in Italy. I was invited from Italy to Italy to Verona and gave a lecture there. It was sponsored by the state the country's neurological, public neurological sector, basically a neurology conference. And I didn't know who Offit was at the time, but he was a keynote speaker, and I was a keynote speaker, and I went right before him. I think Robert and I have talked about this on the air before. But the bottom line was, I got very, very agitated when he started speaking, because he started showing my slides and giving half truth and contorting the facts. And my first question was, how the hell did he get my slides? Because they were my slides. They were given to the conference prior to the lecture being given. So he must have gotten it somehow from the people that were putting on the conference. But then he was giving information. It was almost like it was basically doing exactly what he's being accused of over here, of embellishing and exaggerating and basically giving misinformation and perpetuating it as the truth. And I just found it interesting just reading this article that Don, you sent me, because it was like a flashback to back then. Fortunately, before I reverted back to my paleolithic origins and ripped his head off, there were like two of the doctors on stage with me trying to calm me down because I was getting very, very irritated. And, you know, I of course, didn't have the mic on, and these two doctors, I'm on stage with everybody else, and these two other doctors are trying to calm me down, and I'm standing up, and there's obviously some stuff going on, and then a lady stands up in the audience and starts speaking in Italian. And first, I think Oppen had this big smile on his face, like, oh, well, she's supporting him. But she's like, emphatically, something in Italian, and I grabbed my headphones to put them on because I thought maybe she was telling me to shut up and sit down because I was causing a disturbance. But she was cursing this Offit, and basically her son had been treated by a neurologist after using our protocol and had, at the age of 12, still been in diapers and then had now no longer was in diapers and had actually started speaking. And she was crying and cursing, calling him. It was so funny because you could hear the interpreters talking, and they would hesitate, and then they would say, can we say that? Even if they were asking a question. And basically, after that happened, and I realized that this woman was scared. She was basically telling him that he was damned to hell and that he would have to, you know, answer to God. And, you know, she was basically saying that his soul was going to burn in hell. I mean, just really, really very, very passionate and invigorated comments that were not very complimentary, obviously. So after I started hearing this, I thought, well, what else do I need to do? I just sat down, and everybody started clapping for this woman. And so Offit was up there looking like an idiot because he just made, instead of giving a lecture about his stuff, all he was trying to say was how chelation didn't work, how mercury wasn't an issue, how this was all embellished, this was not, this was true. And I think she just hit the wrong nerve with the wrong parent, and people started clapping the mom that was cursing them out.
Man, that's a great story, and it's you know, I don't think you needed to fight him at that point, even though you would have kicked his butt. I'm certain. I hate to compliment him, but I've seen Dr. Buttar in the dojo doing his mixed martial arts, and he's pretty bad when he gets in the ring there. So I don't think Offit could have stood up to you, but it doesn't sound like you needed to do that. Sounds like the crowd was ready to whip his butt.
Ty, have you ever seen Offit? I'm serious. He's like 5'6". I mean, I would be embarrassed to even look aggressively towards him. I'm not kidding you. Avi, well, actually, you know what Avi can do, but I was going to say even my 10-year-old has probably done something, but, you know, we don't want to revert back to our Paleolithic origins.
No.
Try to intellectually combat these people, but that actually, I think I hear the music, so I think we're going to break, but I wanted to talk to you about something else that was related to that.
We'll do that. Sounds like, though, Offit's getting slapped around by his own people now. So that's an interesting turn of events. We'll get more with Dr. Buttar and TMB and Super D after this break.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorldWhey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, I'm barely standing tonight, but TMB and Dr. B are carrying advanced medicine forward here. And, of course, always taking the high ground, Dr. Rashid Bittar, my friend here. And, you had more to add. You were really going at it. And, interesting that some of the bad guys are defecting to take on the other bad guys, interestingly enough.
Yeah, we were just talking about that during
during the last part, but I just kind of wanted to change the tone a little bit because Ty, I wanted to let you know that I had somebody that came up to me that I think it was at a conference back in November, and they asked me. They said, "Well, what happened with you and Ty that has you guys like such bad enemies?" And I looked at them, and I said, "What?" And so they said, "Yeah, here's this animosity between you guys." And I started laughing, and I said, "No, it's just it's a very, very." I started laughing first, and then I realized the guy was serious and didn't know, and I just kind of played along. I said, "Yeah, that's a very deep-seated, personal story that I just don't want to get into right now." But I started realizing that we've created this persona. Mm-hmm. Have you noticed that? It's almost like the rivalry between Pizza Hut and Papa John's, and virtually nobody knows it's owned by the same company.
Secretly.
Kind of like all the major media, right?
Yeah, I'm sorry, say again?
Kind of like all the major media outlets owned by the
same. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I kind of actually like that. In fact, I think at Dr. King's conference, too, there were some people that said that when we were sitting in the back. If you remember, there was some video, I think, Robert, you took the video. Somebody took the video.
Yes.
And I saw a video clip, and the conference is going on, and Ty and I are sitting in the back, and we were doing something, and it was obvious that we were engrossed in our own conversation. While we were on stage, we were doing something.
Yes.
And while the conference is going on, and then if you remember, Dr. King came behind us, and you remember that, Ty? He put his one arm on you and one arm on me. He was kind of squeezing our shoulders, and I think it was more like a teacher trying to get attention of the two delinquents.
The separating you two. I might have to sit you down in the corner, guys. Yes, it was very funny.
But anyway, I just kind of was amused by that.
What was interesting about that the conference with Dr. King there in Asheville last year was that you spoke right before me. So, I'm getting ready for my deal, and, at least half dozen times in your lecture, you were digging at me with one thing or another you said, and I was thinking, man, this is so unfair. You get to go first.
Yeah. That's the stage beautifully.
And then I think I just left when you start speaking, so you couldn't attack me.
No, you know what? No. During my speech, literally, you were on your computer in the back doing something else.
No, I didn't leave at all. No, there was always, there's always. From a historical perspective, especially, there's always so much. Like I couldn't believe at the Advanced Medicine Seminar when you first talked about hemp and the history of hemp and how it came about because of the ostracization of the hemp because of the paper industry and the guy that owned I don't even know all the names of people, and you guys obviously do, but with the trees and how he wanted to monopolize the paper industry, and so he created this movement against hemp. I mean, these are such important historical stories that I think every child should hear. It's part of American history, and yet I'd never even heard it before. Nobody's ever heard of it before. Or the history of medicine and how, the entire trend of medicine, how it was created over 115 years ago to this point to create this pharmaceutical-dependent model with big pharma in control. It's amazing and how homeopathics had been used even during the Civil War. That was the major method of treating people from as far as an ancillary substance that you give somebody besides herbs or whatever else. Homeopathics were the primary medicine, if you will, during the Civil War time frame, and how now it's considered to be something less than something that should be minimized and something ridiculed. It's just historically, it's so important for people to know. But again, as Liam says, history is rewritten for the convenience of those that have an agenda to perpetuate. And that's where we are right now without actually our future generations really knowing what the truth is.
No, and what's happening now with some of the insiders of that game starting to say, now it's even too much for me to take, and they're moving. For some level, as Ty, you said, they're not all evil, or that some of them have a conscience and it's coming back to light. And I think all of the pushing and pushing and pushing and yelling and screaming at all of us and the parents of children who have been vaccine injured or killed, it's outraging even people that are pro-vaccinating. So they're now going, okay, this is beyond the pale. And that's what I see evidence of now.
Yeah, you're right. I think that is happening. And I think one of the reasons that it's happening is because people are now waking up to some of this other history. I think that, you know, the term, if you don't know history, you're bound to repeat it. Well, we are learning about the history now. The more that we share on shows like this, the more that we lecture, people are learning about the history that Dr. Buttar talked about, like the Flexner Report that has influenced modern medicine, the way the Rockefellers and the Carnegies took over the AMA at that point, really aligned with the AMA. And right. That's why, you know, modern medicine now is so heavily dependent upon drugs. And so I think that as we learn this history, it begins to make more sense why things are the way they are, and it becomes easier to admit to ourselves that we've been lied to on many of these things, because we see now that this is really the reason that modern medicine is why it is today, and the reason that these drugs and vaccines are so prominent is because we had a takeover of medicine over 100 years ago by big business.
Right. Well, go ahead.
I was just going to say, do you think that that this type of historical perspective is important for doctors, people that are in medical school right now, they're going to be the future doctors? Don't you think it's important for us to know that? And, of course, it's essential for us to know that. That's the very reason why nobody ever talks about it, why it's never written in the history books, because nobody wants the future doctors to know where they really came from. Because if they knew where they came from, they would obviously not want to make the same mistakes, because it's not like it's just thousands of years ago. It was less than 115 years ago.
Yeah, not long ago. You're right. But the history that we keep repeating, of course, is purposefully suppressed, just as we've said. Now, we have a father and son on the line, and this is interesting. Listeners, fans of the show, and this kind of shows me that, yeah, the message is getting through. The next generations are hearing things that others have not. And I'm going to bring them up right now. I'm sorry. I actually dropped them. That's how tired I am, guys. You're going to have to apologize, Matt, if they call back. I'm about to go to them. I hit the red button because I am that out of my body.
So that first half of the show, I didn't even know it. It was like I was going to say, hey, Don, tell Ty or Don, hit Robert, wake him up, because he hasn't said a single word.
No, it's with great purpose, because I would be hitting the wrong buttons just as I have. I have been out of town for 5 days in a row, 4 nights, not a lot of sleep, doing a lot of great stuff in the natural products industry and lots of broadcasting and things. But for me, I know my limits, and at this point, I should be resting right now, but I'm just having fun hanging out with you guys.
Well, Robert,
you can't pass up an opportunity to hear both of us on at the same time.
That's
very
it
true. it's very true.
You never
true.
Know what might happen.
Yeah, so they may be calling right back, and I'll see if I can squeeze them on again. Because it is, to me, you know, as we've found, the listeners to this show skew younger and younger, which doesn't make sense for a health show. But as I meet kids, young people across the country, they have a desire for authenticity, and they have a real detection ability to detect BS and differentiate between that and, the authenticity that I believe we do bring, because what you hear on the radio is really who we are.
Well, I think also that truth resonates at a certain frequency. We've talked about that, and I think that the younger generation is more attuned to that resonance of the truth. And because I really was surprised when I first heard about the kids that were given the offer to go to Disney World or go to, I guess it was Chicago.
The Health Freedom Expo in Chicago. Yeah.
And when you told me that they'd rather come there and see us, I thought, okay, these kids need an immediate psychiatric intervention. Because there's something, because I know myself, I'd definitely go to Disney World rather than hear, you know, myself or... Well, actually, having Ty on the show is kind of like being in Disney World. So, actually, that's...
It's a wild ride. You know, one of the family members up there in Detroit, of course, you featured Marlon Glenn in Quest for the Cures. His daughter has asked me to help her with a report she's doing on GMOs. So, you know, their consciousness has shifted greatly in school, and it's just so impressive to me. Now, let's see if I can press the right button here and see if Rich is with us from Florida. Rich, are you there?
Yeah, hey, Robert, how's it going?
Good. You're on with Dr. Buttar and Ty Bollinger. You got the whole crew.
Hello, gentlemen. It's a big honor for me to speak with all of you. Real quickly, I want to just kind of just give a brief introduction for Drake. I brought my son down and his friend to the Health Freedom Summit a couple weeks ago, and my son's friend didn't know anything about GMOs. He didn't know anything about organic living and things, and so we wanted just to share that with him, and he just wanted to kind of come up here and say his thanks and tell a little bit about his experience.
Is Drake on with you now? Hey,
yes,
Drake.
This is Drake. Hey,
so what was learning all about GMOs and all those things too scary that you don't want to do it anymore, or what has it done for you?
Oh, no, it was great. I learned a lot. I met you at the Health Freedom Summit, and I had a great time. I learned a lot and sat through the speeches of, like, Sayer G, and I even got to meet Jeffrey Smith.
Nice. Now, I'm going to announce to you right now, Drake, since you're the first to ask, since we're going back to Naples May 15th, Ty Bollinger and I, and maybe even Sayer G, are going to do an event Friday night, May 15th, with Food and Thought again. So plant a seed and come back down to Naples. We'll see you there.
Oh, yeah, of course. And I've been, like, avoiding, like, McDonald's, and I went to Chipotle. I go to Chipotle because if I eat any fast food, because I know they have an anti-GMO stance.
Beautiful. Well, Drake, very impressive, and I appreciate you and your dad coming down and also calling in and giving a shout-out to Dr. B and TMB as well.
Oh, no problem. But I'm also proposing a bill to rename the state of Florida New Jersey.
Why would you do that?
That's my nickname.
Your nickname is New Jersey?
No, Drizzy.
Oh, Drizzy. Okay. You want to name it after you. Okay. I like the confidence. Bold and cocky, too. Well, thanks for calling in, guys. We got to carry on with the show. But I love that. Rich and Drake, the dad and the son, coming out and really absorbing this information and taking it out to the world. This is a good sign, Dr. Bitar.
It absolutely is. And it's definitely not an exception. It's rather becoming the rule. I think more and more people are becoming aware. So, you know, it's fantastic. And we talked about this, Robert, 5 years ago, that a change was occurring. And we didn't talk about the younger generation picking up on this, but I've even played at the Advanced Medicine Seminar the video of my now 10-year-old when he was 8.
Yes.
And his awareness,
yes,
of the vaccines, remember? So more and more kids. And nobody prompted that. He just came up with it himself.
Exactly. Well, we'll carry on with this. We got one more segment of Advanced Medicine. I'm just having a good time. I'm along for the ride. TMB is here. Dr. B, Super D, back after the break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Grow Box. And the best part is, I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website, foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective
effective, and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
You know, I just like to listen to the bumper music sometimes when I'm here on the show. We got good bumper music on the RSB show, don't we?
Thanks to Super D.
Yeah. Thanks to Super D. Yeah, as a matter of fact, I think it was a couple weeks ago I was talking to Jerry, the kid against chemo, and he said that one of his favorite things about the show was the bumper music.
Awesome. Another of the youngins that are digging what we're doing here. All
yeah.
right. I like it.
Yeah, absolutely. But here's something that's fun to talk about, and I want to talk about it now since we do have Dr. Buttar on the line. And it's about crap.
you stepped that up beautifully.
Oh my God, that was good. That was I can't even respond to that one. I'm going to need a little bit of a break there just to come up with a good one to respond.
Okay, what's that all about, Ty?
Now there's an article on the Blaze, and it says the title is "Scientists Develop a Crappy New Way to Estimate a City's Obesity Literally." So what they're doing here is you guys have read the article. I know we were talking about it over the break. They found a way that they analyzed the sewage for microbes that are common in the human gut, and they are able to estimate a city's obesity level based upon the microbes that are in the sewage. Now that's interesting, isn't it?
I think it's very interesting because actually, as we know that you've said this many times, Robert, by talking about the terrain, but the terrain is actually the gastrointestinal system. So if you look at the gastrointestinal system from the opening of our mouth to the exit point from the anus, that's actually a tube that's continuous with the external world. And depending on how the state of that gastrointestinal tract, depending on the functioning of that gastrointestinal tract, that will determine the ability of the body to resist illness, to resist pathology, to resist infection, to be able to deal with the various different types of things, even down to the neurological aspect. I mean, the second, brain is considered in the gut, a lot of the neurotransmitters in the gut. So when when I see something like this, and it may sound like a little funny component, mm-hmm. in actuality, if you look at the byproduct of gut, obviously they're not looking at the gut itself, but they're looking at the stool. So when you look at the byproduct of the gut, it is actually a good way from an epidemiological standpoint to be able to determine if there is a certain trend. And I think that looking at the various types of stool and being able to determine the level of obesity, that speaks volumes. So it makes sense, and intuitively it makes sense that we should actually look at either the gut of the terrain or the byproduct of the terrain.
The only problem with this whole deal is if you happen to have someone like Paul Offit or David Gorski in your city, it'll skew out the whole sample because they're so full of crap.
Did you hear about the new study that came out? That there was a study that came out about gastroenterologists. Did you hear about that new study?
No. What was the result?
The result was basically the study showed that 9 out of 10 constipated patients didn't give a crap.
Okay. Oh, we've really gone down to the toilet at this point of the show.
Actually, that was a story that a dentist told me once, and I was listening to it, and, you know, what he was saying, and I was kind of serious. I thought it was a real study, and then when he said it, and he, like, waited for me to start laughing, and I didn't laugh because I was thinking about the thing, and I said, oh, wait, that's a joke. I got it now. But, yeah.
It's actually accurate. Oh, my God.
It really is accurate if you think about it.
Speaking of the intestines, you know, that Robert and I are actually going to be speaking together here in Nashville here, in the June, Robert? At the
June 27th, 28th, International Association of Colon Hydrotherapists.
Yeah.
We're going to try and, teach Washington, D.C., even though we'll be in Nashville, how to uninvert this rectal cranial inversion that they seem to suffer with.
I'm so glad that you said that it was a colon hydrotherapy conference, because the way Ty started that off, he said that, you know, talking about intestines, Robert and I are going to be speaking at a conference. I was like,
what?
Where's the connection coming to the intestines there? I'm glad that you clarified there was colon hydrotherapy.
Yeah, I had to clarify that one, yes. Indeed.
Well, you know, it's funny, since one of my good buddies, Dr. Daryl Wolf, he always talks about, you know, the intestines being cleaned because of, and he's in Canada, so what do you expect from a Canadian?
Canada. Our Canada friends from up north, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, guys, I appreciate you guys definitely kept me entertained and awake. I'm going to, after the show, which we're almost done, I'm just going to put my head down and say goodnight. But you guys are awesome.
Good night, John Boy.
Oh, man.
It's fun.
PMB, thanks. I'll see you on Wednesday on Outside the Box. Dr. Bitar, I hope you'll show up again Monday after this one.
Absolutely, I'll be here. Like you,
right.
Clockwork.
Good. Super D, thank you. Matt on the board, thank you. And our callers, Rich and Drake, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dried guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.